and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, Sarah joins us laying down in bed again.
Yes, that is correct. It's been a week.
It really has.
I feel like the last 2 weeks have been nothing but Mondays.
Okay. I'm tired because I got up at 2:45 this morning after not really actually going to sleep, but I did take a small little nap, but I'm still really pretty tired.
Yeah, that's fair. That's valid.
It's been a long week and it's not even over yet because tomorrow is our kids' Christmas party. So I have to go and be there to help with that, even though I really don't want to right now.
Valid. My week was hectic, but thankfully is over. Our Christmas party was yesterday.
I mean, thankfully, all I do is give people hot chocolate and drinks. But I have to, like, help decorate and all that jazz, too.
Right.
All right. Well, so I did pull some Reddit questions. Do you want to do some Reddit questions?
Sure.
Let me send you the links to them. So we didn't actually plan. We've been on this kick of not actually planning out what we're going to do recently, which is totally fine, I guess, because it's our podcast. We can do whatever we want.
True. We can talk about what we want.
But while we're getting those, do you want to talk about the since it's been on like everything I've seen so far, the United Healthcare CEO murder?
I would love to talk about Luigi. Like, what is there to say other than he's a hero? And
I will say we can't condone murder. Never say murder is okay, but we can understand potentially where it's coming from in this instance.
I will be putting money towards his books. But yeah, no, it's been very interesting, particularly at work, because we deal with a lot of insurance at work. So it has been a very interesting topic. I did just read something a little bit ago. Now, I am gonna say I haven't verified it. I don't know. Like, I haven't completely fact-checked it, so I don't know how accurate it is. But I read something that said, dude ices a CEO, becomes living symbol of the lower class struggles against corporate greed. Minimum wage worker at large corporate franchisee rats him out in hopes of a promised financial reward from authorities. Authorities arrest killer and tell the minimum wage worker to fuck right off without providing agreed upon compensation. You can't script this level of social commentary. This shit is life writing its own Oscar winner.
I did see that they said that the reward wouldn't be paid out until he was convicted,
and that's why I was saying, like, I have not verified, I haven't had a chance to verify it yet. I had just seen it right before I left work.
Yeah, and that's like one of the stipulations with most rewards that are given out. It has to be, which I think I knew this already, it has to not only lead to their arrest, but also conviction, so that it doesn't get paid out until they get convicted. So unless they get successfully convicted, then the reward doesn't get paid out. Which, to me, it's kind of like, I mean, I don't really understand rewards, because then it's like you're incentivizing something that is a police officer's job.
Right. But, you know, you can't trust the police anyway, though, so... Yeah. But that's a different topic.
All right. Well, let's jump into these Reddit questions. This first one is from r/ask. And it says, what's a place from your childhood that no longer exists, but you wish you could visit one last time?
That's a good question. It's hard to say because, like, on the one hand, you know, this I see this person's comment, this is my grandparents' house. And on the one hand, I'm like, oh, well, my Aunt Peggy's house. But her house still exists. She's just not there anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess for me, probably the old chocolate mousse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the old chocolate mousse isn't there anymore.
I do like some of these answers because they're, like, very personal. But I like the one that says definitely Blockbuster on a Friday night.
Oh, my God, yes.
Movie rental stores, yeah. There's just something nostalgic about walking around looking for a movie and then, like, going up and looking for candy and popcorn and spending way too much money on something that you could, like, it's been replaced with scrolling through endless lists of movies on your television.
Yeah.
I miss working at one because I had a lot. I always loved working at Movie Gallery, which is one of the movie stores that I worked at. Because we got 3 free movies. We could check them out at a time. And we also got access to the new releases like the week before.
Oh, nice.
So if they came out on Friday, we usually received them on like Tuesday. And we had between Tuesday and Thursday evening to check them out. And we had to return them before they go out on Friday.
Right. That's still pretty cool.
Yeah. You also have, there's a lag between what you say and your camera.
Oh, no.
Somebody said Toys R Us, which I think I've only ever been to Toys R Us like once or twice.
I don't think I ever went to Toys R Us.
There are a lot of people that do say like my grandparents' home, my family home. And it's like, is it that the house doesn't exist anymore, or is it the feeling that you have and the family that you had there isn't there anymore?
I'm sure that some of it is probably between like the nostalgia aspect of it and the actual place being gone. I think it's probably leaning more towards the nostalgia.
Somebody said Long John Silver's. There's still a couple of them in Indiana.
This person said carefree innocence. You know, I never had the carefree innocence though, so I don't know what that's like. All right, the next one. My essay was detected as 100% AI, but I wrote it with ChatGPT. What do I do? I need advice ASAP because my essay was detected as AI. I'm actually panicking because since my teacher gave me a 0, my grade went down to a 75%. I can redo the assignment and get a 70% as my highest grade on it, but I don't even want to redo it. If I can't use ChatGPT, I'm so fucking sick of school. Teachers say everything is AI, but ChatGPT is AI.
I don't, maybe they mean instead of, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe they mean with ChatGPT, it's kind of like what I have with Grammarly, where it suggests edits and changes that would make the sentence sound better.
That's not my understanding of what ChatGPT is. But also, you shouldn't be using ChatGPT for school.
No. Like, that's why. So, like, we have at work, there's, what is it called? It's built into Microsoft 365. What is it called, Sarah?
I don't know.
Oh, God. What is it called? There is a system or an AI thing built into Microsoft 365 that can help you. Oh, God, hold on. I can find it here in a second. But it basically does kind of the same thing as Grammarly, where it kind of suggests some things that you maybe want to sound or maybe want to say to make it sound a little bit more professional or to make it sound a little bit more co-pilot. That's what it's called. To make it sound a little bit more well written.
Right.
But that's still AI. Like, whenever, if you use Grammarly, Grammarly is kind of AI, but it really is just like a enhanced version of spell check.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying, though. ChatGPT. Okay, like a lot of people are using ChatGPT to answer questions and write their papers and all that stuff. But it is not reliable and cannot be used for school. Like, you can't ask ChatGPT a question and be able to use the whatever answer it gives you, because that's not actual research.
Yeah.
It will only respond with the limited amount of information that it has. And also, it's 100% AI if you are using ChatGPT to do the writing.
Yeah, that part I don't understand.
Like, of course your essay was detected as 100% AI. You wrote it using ChatGPT, which is an AI program.
I'd be interested to see how old this person is and like what they've like what research have you done into what ChatGPT actually is.
They have to be a teenager, because like that's the only explanation, is that they have to be a teenager or they're trolling, one of the two. But my favorite thing is, but I wrote it with ChatGPT. Yes. That is AI. Teachers say everything is AI, especially when it's actually AI.
No, but teachers think everything is AI. No, they think things that are AI are AI. AI. I don't understand. And then somebody down below says, typically it's best to wait a few days before copying a top Reddit post word for word. So apparently this is from another Reddit post. And then someone responded, it's the AI. It's the AI's fault. He probably wrote the post with ChatGPT.
Oh, my God. Person down here says, the OP responded to one of the comments and said, I only used ChatGPT to write it. No AI. And then this person said, ChatGPT is AI. And then the person says, I thought Elon made ChatGPT. Oh, God. Apparently,
that doesn't make any sense.
This is a troll.
Yeah, it's definitely.
This person is definitely a troll. Oh, my God. That's so funny, though. Like, what the fuck, bruh? Do you have nothing better to do with your time?
I wonder if it's ChatGPT doing it and responding to it.
Ooh, maybe.
Because it does seem like very AI responses.
It does, actually.
Oh, and that's from r/advice. Oh, wait, no, there's a completely different one that does say my essay was detected as 100% AI, but I wrote it myself. What do I do? And it's the exact same. And then there's an edit that says, for everyone asking, I'm a junior in high school. I emailed my principal and I'm currently waiting for a response. My mom emailed her as well. I'm an online student, so I hope I can prove to my teacher that I wrote it. The only proof I have is my Google Doc edit history and drafts BTW. The AI detector my school uses is CopyLeaks. Thanks to everyone responding. Another edit finally got a response to the email I sent. She asked me to send her the Google Doc. So she can see the edit history. Now I'm just waiting to see what grade I'll get. Anything will be better than 0%, though. LOL. Hoping I get at least a B.
Okay.
But this person doesn't say that they use ChatGPT. Just says, I need advice ASAP because my essay was detected as AI. I'm actually panicking because since my teacher gave me a 0, my class grade went down to a 75%. So that part is all the same. Right. And then it says I can redo the assignment and get a 70% as my highest grade on it, but I don't even want to redo it if she's going to say it's AI again, LOL. I'm so fucking sick of this online school. Teachers say everything is AI. So it's kind of similar, but this one doesn't say anything about using ChatGPT. Strange. Okay. Weird. Moving on. So this one's an Am I the Asshole? And it says, Am I the asshole for kicking my friend out of a car because he was turning off my dash cam? I have three cameras in my car, one facing forward, one rear, and one facing the cabin. My friend doesn't like the fact that I have a cabin camera because it violates his privacy. I told him that he doesn't have to get in my car for free rides and that he's more than welcomed to Uber or take a bus to where we're supposed to meet up. While I was driving us to the restaurant, I noticed him messing with the dash cam. I installed it on the passenger side and I told him to knock it off or I'm kicking it out. And during the red light, I checked my dash cam and noticed that it was shut off. I quickly turned into the parking lot and told him to leave my car. He said, seriously? Over a fucking camera? You're such a creep to be recording us all the time. You don't need an inside camera. This is the same dude who can't drive anymore because he's gotten multiple tickets, including driving while using a phone. He stormed out of the car and cussed me for making him get an Uber ride home. Edit, getting accused of being weird for recording passengers. I've uploaded a picture of where my interior cam is located and it's pointed towards me. It says it's pointed towards. That doesn't really make sense. Only the main unit is on the passenger side of the camera, and that camera records the outside. It primarily records the driver, which is me. Okay, that makes more sense. So am I the asshole?
No.
I don't think so either, although I do kind of understand where the friend is coming from. I wouldn't want to be recorded while I'm in a car either, but I don't really typically ride with other people. Anyway, so that doesn't really happen anyway, but if I were, then I would feel weird being recorded, but it's like it's there to kind of show, like, it's a safeguard for the person driving so that if anything does happen, they have a recording of it, and if they right. need to turn it into their insurance or the other person's insurance, then they can.
Yeah, and somebody actually asked and said, I'm curious about your intention with filming inside your car, but it doesn't really matter. It's your car, and he continued to do something after you asked him to stop. And the OP responded with, just for peace of mind, for if I get accused of driving distracted, which I think is super valid. But also, yeah. Having driven for, like, Uber and Lyft before, it's preferred to have a camera in your car. Because people do wild shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, passengers do crazy shit. And you have to have proof of them doing shit. Like, you know, you can't just say, oh, they did this and have something done about it. You have to have proof. You have to have evidence.
Yeah. Or if you as the driver get accused of doing something inappropriate or something wrong, exactly. You can have footage of it and say, this is what happened. This was the entire interaction with this driver. So if, like, someone gives you a negative review and it really, like, bumps your stars down or whatever your status is, mm-hmm. and, like, that could affect you getting getting people to accept a ride from you, or could potentially get you kicked off the platform if it happens enough. If you have that footage and you can send it to Uber or Lyft, they can typically sometimes remove that incorrect review. I did like this person's response. It says, not the asshole. You're not invading his privacy because he was fully aware the camera was there before he got into the car. That means he knows not to have an expectation of privacy. Your car, you decide what cameras are there. If people don't like them, they can go on another form of transport. which incidentally have CCTV in them as well a lot of the time to protect the driver if it is a taxi or an Uber, or the driver and passengers in like buses and trains.
Yep.
Yeah, that one's, I mean, it's stupid. Like, it's that person's car. But I do, he's not the asshole, but I do kind of understand the person's wariness of getting in a car when it's being, especially if it's your friend. But it's like, obviously, if it's your friend, they're probably not doing anything nefarious with the footage. Otherwise, why would you be friends with them?
Right. But also, I think it's funny because OP says that said friend has cameras in literally every room of his house, constantly recording.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Get over it, dude. Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway.
Like, is the thing that you want to do dirty things with your friend, and now that you're being recorded, it makes you uncomfortable because you don't want to say you want to do dirty things with your friend? Is that what it is, sir?
Maybe. Maybe. Let's see. So, the next one is, what is a flavor that you can't understand why people like it? And it says, it's okay if it's something widely regarded as unpopular, such as rum raisin, or something that's weirdly everywhere, such as salted caramel.
And I would agree with salted caramel. That's a weird, it's very sweet.
Okay, so that's a flavor that you don't understand why people like it?
No, I can understand why people like it. But it's something that, like, is weirdly everywhere type of thing.
It is, I will agree that it is weirdly everywhere.
I agree with the person that says that artificial hazelnut coffee smell. They said the artificial hazelnut coffee smell is the bane of my existence. Really quite a bizarre creation. Real hazelnut is rich and delicious and doesn't smell like a doormat. I have to agree, although I don't really like the smell of it. I don't like hazelnut coffee either. Like, I think, like, anytime I smell it or somebody has it, it makes me sick to my stomach.
Valid.
But I do like hazelnut, like, inside, like, Nutella or Nutella, whatever, however you want to say it. It's hazelnut and chocolate. I do like that. And then Ferrero Rocher, they have hazelnut in them. I think it's just the hazelnut coffee. I'm not a huge fan of it, or like sweeteners, or what are they called? The
creamers.
Creamers, thank you.
I don't know. Like, there's so few. I don't know. Because, like, somebody said black licorice is my more common one. The same person who said the thing about, they also mentioned hazelnut coffee, I think.
Yeah.
And I always liked the black licorice when I was younger. But like, I liked it because my Pepe liked it. That was his favorite flavor. So, like, as an adult, I recognize that the reason I liked it was because I wanted to be more like my Pepe. Which is French for grandfather, for those who don't know. And I know I'm not pronouncing it correctly in French. But yeah, I don't know what flavor, like, I don't like, that I don't understand how other people could like it. Because generally speaking, I can understand how somebody else might appreciate the flavor of something.
No.
But I just personally don't like it.
I guess that I have the kind of the same thing. There is somebody that says the artificial banana flavoring.
I love that they said because it doesn't taste like bananas, but the funny thing is that it tastes like how bananas originally tasted.
So somebody debunked that further down in the comments.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like with real sources and everything?
Well, there is a Wikipedia article, but there's also a ScienceFriday.com article that says the artificial flavoring in banana, you have to start with artificial pear flavor added. And then that's because the British associated isomalt acetate fruity flavor for the jargonal pear, which was common in the region, but those pears weren't as common in the US, and it wasn't the primary flavor connection that banana that Americans made. Instead, chemical suppliers began to market the compounds as banana flavor, forever linking the flavor to the fruit for the Americans. So it's actually supposed to be an artificial pear flavoring in the UK or Britain. I don't know. Somebody named Gross Michael, G-R-O-S. And then someone commented, I went to school with a guy named Gross Michael. I don't know if the person's actual name was Gross Michael or if you called them Gross Michael is the thing.
Okay, I guess I can understand this one, the watermelon flavor for candy. I agree with that. I don't like watermelon flavored things, but I love real watermelon. Like I can't stand watermelon Jolly Ranchers specifically.
No.
Like I can see how other people might appreciate it, but I don't.
There's matcha. Somebody says matcha. I love green tea as a beverage, but matcha tastes like lawn clippings to me. I will say there is a lot more of an earthy flavor to matcha than there is regular green tea.
Agreed. But I enjoy matcha more than I enjoy regular green tea.
Yeah.
And I like matcha flavored anything, to be honest.
I've never had Malort, but someone says Malort.
I've also never had Malort.
I guess it's a big thing in Chicago, apparently.
Oh, say, hey, somebody said patchouli.
Oh, God, I hate patchouli. I can agree with that. I don't understand why anyone likes it. It smells like dirt.
I guess people like the smell of dirt.
Apparently.
All right.
This next one's long. And it has two edits.
Oh. Oh, my God. I love that it says poo mode activated. This is now a proctologist's only orifice. When a post is in the poo mode, only users with enough subreddit comment karma are able to comment.
Oh, I'm reading this one.
Yeah, that's right. This one's you.
Duh. Am I the asshole for not telling a man that the research he was mansplaining to me was my own? I don't normally post on Reddit, so please forgive me if I do this wrong. I, 33 female, work in a very small, technical, specific, male-dominated field. I won't give too much information on it, as I think you could easily find my identity if I did. But let's just say it's a subcategory of law. Okay, interesting. I graduated 9 years ago. For anyone wondering, the system in my country is different from in the US, so I only studied for 5 years and am now a lawyer as well as a researcher. I published some work here and there, but nothing too major, and no one outside of the field knows my work. Yesterday, I went to a bar with a couple of friends who introduced me to one of their friends who works in the same field as me. I was pretty excited to meet him because it's rare to meet people who work in that field. He doesn't exactly do the same thing as I do. He's not a lawyer, but a legal advisor. But we work in the same on the same topic. So naturally, we started talking about our work. At one point, we were discussing a point on which we had different opinions. So I explained mine to him, and he replied by saying that my opinion was based on nothing, while his opinion was based on the work of a professional. You guessed it, me. He basically started explaining my work to me, but I in a completely wrong way and missed all of my points. I asked him if he was sure that that was what the author meant, and he said that he was, because it was pretty simple, actually. For another good 20 minutes, he explained all of it to me in details, like I was a first-year law student. I didn't say anything because it was pretty funny to watch him say things that were completely wrong and with so much confidence. After that, the topic changed and the night went on. But at the end of the night, right before leaving, I decided to tell him that I was actually the person who wrote the work he had quoted, and that he hadn't really understood it. He reacted very badly and got angry, and he told me that I was manipulated, that I manipulated him to humiliate him. He yelled at me for not saying it was my work at the beginning. I simply replied that he had embarrassed himself and left. I woke up this morning to text from my friend saying I was wrong for causing drama and tension, and that I could have been nicer to their friend. I'm not sure if I'm in the wrong here. I mean, yes, I could have told him right away, but is it that big of a deal that I didn't? I'm not exactly sure. Am I the asshole? And then the first edit is, I forgot to make this clear, and maybe it's a bit of a misunderstanding, but both conversations happened only between the two of us. We were the only ones talking about our work, and our friends weren't really there when I told him that I was the author. So it's not like I publicly humiliated him. The only thing embarrassing for him is that a woman seemed smarter than him. And I think that's what he had an issue with. And then edit two, I have seen some comments claiming that this post is fake because, quote, that just doesn't happen, end quote. I've seen many other stories with the same thing, with the same things happening, or that's not realistic. I'm not trying to justify anything because I don't really care, but I just find it funny to see a lot of comments of women sharing similar stories, and then lots of comments of men saying it just doesn't happen.
Which is usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Women are like, this happens a lot. In fact, most of the time. And men are over here like, no, it doesn't. I never see that happening. Okay.
I wonder why their username is Miserable Bag.
I don't know. Maybe it's a throwaway.
Maybe. I don't think you're the asshole. I think it's kind of funny. And also kind of like she said, the conversation was just between the two of them. So it's just his ego that's bruised. He's not humiliated publicly.
Right. I liked the person who commented and said, did your friend yell at their friend for yelling at you? And I'm like, that's kind of what I'm wondering is like, why are you coming at them, but not at dude for yelling at her?
Oh, she did answer that. And she said, to answer your question, I have no idea. I left right after he left to go back to with my friends. The way I know them, I think they did because they are always the people that I want to avoid tension. So I'm pretty sure they weren't happy that he reacted that way. But I can't know for sure.
Oh my God, this next one. Why do you always pick ones with bad Sarahs in them?
Oh, I didn't even read it. I just saw the title and I was like, oh, that sounds like a fun one.
This one is, am I the asshole for telling my friend she's too sensitive after she accused me of copying her style? My friend, Sarah, quote unquote, 25 female, has always been super into fashion. Recently, I, 19-year-old female, started dressing up more and even bought a jacket she owns because I loved how it looked on her. She got upset and said I'm copying her vibe. I told her it's just a jacket and she should take it as a compliment. She called me obsessive and said it's weird I'm imitating her. I got frustrated and told her she's being too sensitive over something so small. Now she's barely talking to me, and mutual friends think I crossed a line. Am I the asshole for not taking her feelings seriously?
I think this person, the friend that is reacting this way, has major, what is it called? I just had it and my brain is like mush right now, so it's gone.
I don't know. I kind of have to agree with this comment that says, seems like you've left something out here.
Yeah.
She didn't just go off about the jacket, but that she's been feeling this way for a while. She told you she feels like you're stealing her vibe. So I'm sure this isn't the first issue with Topic. And I have to say, not the asshole, because it's close. But if you have been copying her vibe and trying to make it your own, then yes, you're the asshole. And I'm just like, I think it's kind of silly to react that way because, over somebody copying your quote unquote style. But also, you're a 25-year-old who's friends with a 19-year-old. You should expect a teenager to copy somebody that they view as more mature and adult when they're wanting to be mature and adult. That's usually what happens.
My problem is, if she can easily go out and buy the same jacket that you have, it's probably not that special.
Right.
So the fact that you think it's yours, even though you bought it from a store, like if it was something that, you customized yourself or you made yourself, and like it's a special, like you have a special way of modifying what you're wearing, and she did the exact same thing, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
The fact that she was able to go out and buy the exact same jacket as you, that's not like it doesn't sound like you're being that person. The friend that you're quote unquote, she's quote unquote copying, is very inventive or like original. It doesn't seem fashion forward to me. It just seems like she likes things that are currently trendy.
Right.
Which that happens all the time. Like,
which I mean, fine. Like something that's already trendy, but don't pretend that nobody else is allowed to have the same style.
Yeah, unless you're making it your own and you're making it like specifically you and it's like unique, then it's not special. Like if you can just go to Aeropostale or
go somewhere and get it, then it's not unique to you. So
that's dumb.
I would say not the asshole, but I at the same time I'm also like I have many, many questions.
Yeah. I mean, the way that she wrote it, it doesn't seem like she's the asshole because she said she just really likes the jacket that she bought and the way that it looks, which to me, like that's a compliment to her, basically.
Right.
Hey, you have good taste. I really like that jacket. I mean, it would have been nice if you asked her if she minded if you bought the same jacket. That would be nice, but it doesn't make you the asshole that you didn't because you're 19 years old.
Right. My thing, going back to what I was saying about, like, I feel like there's something missing, is just because she called her obsessive and said that it was weird that she was imitating her. And, like, the fact that the word obsessive was used, coupled with the previous statement of, I've started dressing up more recently, like, I don't know. It just feels like this isn't the first time that they've probably had this kind of conversation.
Yeah. But I think that goes back to, is it really that she's copying her style, or they're shopping at the same place and they just coincidentally
right.
like the same stuff?
Right.
But yeah, I can see that. Main character syndrome. That's what I was looking for. Jesus Christ. Mm. It finally came to me.
Well, when you're a teenager, that's usually how
you... No, I'm talking about the 25-year-old.
Oh. I mean, yeah. That as well. All right. The next one is, am I the asshole for not supporting... Oh, wait. It's your turn, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my bad. This is another log one, and it also includes AI. So this is the second AI one that we've talked about. Am I the asshole for not supporting my brother when in his writing because he uses... artificial intelligence or AI. Hello. I, 28, female, which is a weird way to start it anyway, have been a writer my whole life. Oh, okay. That brings a whole new perspective. I have self-published 3 books, the first being when I was 16. I have spent 20 plus years practicing and perfecting, obviously not perfect, my craft, and I take pride. That's her saying that, not me. Just as an inflection there. Obviously not perfect is in parentheses. They wrote that. Perfecting my craft, and I take pride in my writing. My younger brother, 24 male, has recently decided that he's going to write an epic fantasy novel. He is a new writer. He also recently started reading epic fantasy, so he's also new. She's using also a lot. He's also new to reading for enjoyment. He told me weeks ago that he's been using AI to clean up his writing. I told him that I don't agree with AI in writing, aside from spell and grammar check, and I left it at that. For the last few weeks, he's been trying to get my approval about his use of AI. He sends me screenshots of how he's using it and makes arguments such as, quote, people used to say using a calculator was cheating in math, and expects me to encourage him. He's been asking AI for ideas of things to write about in his novel, like how to describe things and how to further character development, things that I consider to be part of the creative process, a creative process that shouldn't be replaced by AI. He even told me that he will write something, then put it into AI and ask them to write it better. He said to me, quote, using AI is like skipping the need for human feedback, which can take a long time to get. I don't see the problem there. It's faster, more efficient. It's a faster, more efficient way to write a story. Today, I told him that his use of AI is fine as long as he doesn't try to publish or make money off of his book. That isn't just me being petty. I'm writing. The writing community will tear him apart. He told me that I should be ashamed of myself for discouraging a new writer. He said, just don't be mad when I do publish and become successful because of writing assisted by AI. Who knows if I will ever publish, but I'll know I went through the whole creative process completely ethically. It's questionable. That was a real gut punch to me. To me, that completely discredits all of my and millions of other authors out there, hard work and practice, and says, don't be mad at me for being successful by cheating on something you've taken years to learn. Writing using AI is completely frowned upon in the writing community and any art community for that matter. And I just know he would get torn apart. He sees nothing wrong with what he's doing. Is rude and is trying to make me feel bad about not supporting his use of AI. Am I the asshole for discouraging the use of AI in his writing? Am I the asshole for not supporting him on his writing journey because it involves AI? This is a hard one.
I mean,
while I agree to some extent that AI really shouldn't be used whenever, if you're like in parts of it where he's asking it to rewrite something for him, you shouldn't do that. If he's like asking could he ask someone else their opinion and say, hey, how do you think I would best describe this? Using AI is kind of the same thing, except it's kind of taking stuff from other creative outlets, and instead of actually going to those sources. But if he doesn't have the access to those sources, then it's a good way for him to get that creative outlet that maybe he's not good at, and he really likes this new writing adventure, and using AI is a good way to help him work that out. But again, he really shouldn't be using it to rewrite any sentences without just like spelling and grammar checking.
As a writer, I think that it's ridiculous to claim that you're a writer if you're using AI to do your writing. Because the whole point of being a writer is to write, not having something else write for you, not having something else come up with your ideas, not having something else come up with how you're going to describe something. That defeats the whole purpose of being a writer. Like, the whole point is to create something from your own ideas. Describe it how you see it, how you want your reader to see it.
Yeah.
If you're relying on AI to do that for you, you're not writing. You're just forcing the computer to create something for you.
Yeah, I think I would, again, say I would have to understand the extent to which he's using AI. Because like for kind of like what you're saying, writing it in your own words, if he's asking it like how to explain something and taking it verbatim and using it exactly as AI is putting it out there, then yeah, that's not correct. But my kind of pushback on what you're saying is, would you say the same thing if you were to reach out to another writer and ask their opinion on how they would describe something?
But see, there's a big difference. Because if I'm asking another writer how they would describe something, I've already done the work of trying to describe it. I've already done the work of trying to describe what I'm seeing in my head, to the point that I cannot figure it out or I can't get it to sound the right way. That's the only time that I, as a writer, am going to be going to another writer and being like, okay, I'm struggling because I want this, but I don't know how to make that this.
Yeah. And that's kind of why I'm saying, to me, it's kind of the same thing, because maybe he's not as creative as someone else, but he really enjoys the process of writing. And he doesn't have the access to people that can give him that feedback. But so
clearly
his...
he does, because he has a sister who's a writer. So the whole argument that you're making is moot at that point, because he does have access.
I'm also kind of arguing for the sake of AI, taking this out of like completely out of the,
but like,
out of the
honestly,
conversation.
Honestly, truly, 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 I personally do not believe that AI should be any part of a creative process, such as writing, music, art, anything artistic. I do not believe AI should be involved.
Yeah, I can agree. I do agree. But I think that there is a place for AI, but it has to be clear that AI was used to generate the content that you're providing.
Correct.
And that's where I think there's like some legislation that needs to be passed, which I did an entire paper about in my master's class, where I was like, AI is there and it's a good thing to use for some things, but you have to be clear. And there's currently no legislation around whether you have to or do not have to say whether it was generated using AI.
Right.
So like a lot of art that people post, basically anything that the orange monster is posting as art is being created using AI.
Right.
And you can generally tell.
The fact that he's saying that he's being ethical in his usage.
That's questionable, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Like, because the only AI is pulling from other creative sources. The AI itself doesn't have the capability of being creative on its own.
No.
Like, it literally is a program. It has been programmed by these things that have been fed into it. And what has been fed into it is other art. So you're just stealing somebody else's art, reframed.
And I think the thing that he might kind of realize if he ever does try to publish it is if he's publishing it using a reputable publishing house, they'll look at it and say, this is too close to someone else's work. We can't publish this. And be like, was this like, how did you generate this content? Because it's way too close to this other person's work, whether it be the way that they describe something, the way that they explain something. And you didn't put it into your own words and make it something that makes sense, like from your interpretation of it. But I think, like, to me, if I was a writer, if I wanted to be a writer, but like my brain doesn't have like the capacity to be that creative, I wouldn't first go to AI, because like, again, that's kind of, I would try and do the work and like search, work with people that are more creative, join a writing group to kind of help get that creative side and outlet, and kind of get other people's input. AI does kind of seem like it's a shortcut that doesn't seem necessary when there's so many other options out there that you can have access to.
Agreed.
So I think it depends on her approach of when she's the way that she said it, and she told him she doesn't agree with his use of AI. No, she's not the asshole. And she kind of just, to me, like, lets him like say, hey, I'm not okay with your use of AI. If you want to continue using it, that's totally on you. It's not, that's your prerogative. I personally, from a creative standpoint, wouldn't use it, is kind of what she's saying. And it's not ethical to use it because it's not your point of view. It's from a robot.
Yep. Am I the asshole for telling my sister if her boyfriend doesn't start contributing, he has to go? My sister and I have our own house together, and she recently became pregnant. Her boyfriend had nowhere to go and was going to have to move to a very far town, which would cause conflict for her because she wouldn't have help with the baby, a ride to work, or a ride to her appointments. When we discussed it, I told him as long as he helps split the rent between us, helps keep the house clean, and helps us pay the bills, which is only water, gas, and Wi-Fi, that he could stay. The whole time he's been here, he's quote-unquote, he's looked for a job, but he quote-unquote can't find anything. So we've been paying the rent and bills without him contributing. I bought $800 worth of food, and it's almost gone. I work 16-hour shifts, and I'm barely home, so I know it's him that's constantly in the kitchen. Our water bill is $600 because he takes 30-minute showers and has a whole routine he has to follow. He doesn't help clean unless we ask. And even then, my sister does everything for him because he doesn't know how. I often clean by myself because they both don't help clean like they should, but mainly him. I told her countless times to talk to him about helping with bills and cleaning, but not much has changed. I don't even think she's making it seem like it's urgent. I was being understanding and sympathetic at first, but now I'm becoming annoyed and regretful. She's going on maternity leave in March, so I know if he doesn't get a job by then, I'll be stuck paying everything by myself until her disability kicks in, and I'll be stuck cleaning everything because she'll be recovering from childbirth and won't be able to help. So am I the asshole? The answer is no.
No. I think her friend is kind of the, or her sister is kind of the asshole.
Right?
And the boyfriend.
Right?
Also, what does that mean? He had nowhere else to go and was going to have to move. What do you mean? Like, is his did his family move to a different town and he lived with his family? There are no ages included here either. So it's like, it sounds like everybody's kind of young and they don't really, to me, it doesn't sound like somebody that should be having a child.
Right. I'm like, man, March is only a few months away. And you're already not acting like adults / parents. So.
Also, I guess, well, even like her job, it sounds like she doesn't have a very good job either. Because she is going on maternity leave and her job doesn't pay maternity leave. So she has to apply for disability.
Right, which there's no guarantees that she'll actually get that either.
Yeah. Yikes, this is a tough one.
Should definitely kick the boyfriend out. But also there has to be a conversation with the sister because what? Honestly, make him start paying everything back. Like if he's not paying, kick him out, and then he's not allowed to come over until he pays.
Yeah, I do find the statement, the way that it's worded, she recently became pregnant. I don't know why, but that is a weird way of saying they're going to have a baby. She recently became pregnant. To me, that's just a weird way of saying that she's pregnant.
That's fair. You know what I think is a weird way of saying it is when somebody says somebody fell pregnant. And I'm like, how does somebody fall pregnant?
That is weird.
Like, but people say that. I'm like, what? Make that make sense.
Yeah, that is weird. Speaking of that, I was watching some TikToks earlier, and it was the I've had it podcast with those two women. We've talked about them before. One of them was I guess it's a co-op or a co-ed prison. Two prisoners conceived a baby without ever seeing each other because they were apparently in cells right next to each other and they started talking through like the vents and the wall and stuff. And they started talking and started dating. And then the way that it happened, apparently, according to what they were reading, is they passed the semen through using saran wrap or something to kind of house it. And then she like put it in and that's how she got pregnant.
Where were they at that it was a co-ed
prison? I don't know. I've never heard of a co-ed prison.
I haven't either.
Especially not one that, even if it is co-ed, doesn't allow them to ever see each other.
Right. Like, what? No. Okay. All right. Weird.
Very strange. And then she goes by Pumps. She said, oh, that's definitely not true. That's definitely fake. She was probably having sex with the security guards. And this one of the security guards got her pregnant.
Probably.
All right. So the last one says, am I the asshole for telling my husband I'm canceling Christmas? This close to the holiday? Oh, my God. Wow. I really kept that southern language there. My husband gets so angry and starts a fight with me over what my brother gets our 10-year-old daughter for her birthday and Christmas. He says the gifts are way too expensive and over the top. My brother and I are close. He loves our daughter like his own, just like I love his son like my own. We all hang out all the time. My husband had multiple chances to set boundaries with my brother for gifts. Instead, he's choosing to be reactive because he doesn't want to come off as the bad guy. I don't think we have the right to say what people give as gifts. I feel as though we should be grateful and appreciate the fact that we have a good family. This year, my brother decided to get my daughter a Nintendo Switch, She would love that. He's very excited to give it to her. He told me this morning. I was excited for her too, for her as well, and mentioned this to my husband. He lost his shit, saying, call him and tell him to return it. I told him if he really has a problem with it, then then it should be addressed properly, not 2 weeks before Christmas. That's not fair to anyone. I'm frustrated and don't know what to do. After a full out argument, I told him since he's being crazy, he can deal with making Christmas dinner and planning. I have always been the one to clean the house, prep dinner, make dinner, and clean up at the end. I want everyone to have a good Christmas, but I feel like it's tainted now. I've put up with his behavior for years, and it's behavior spelled like the English way. I always have to be the one to compromise. I think this is stupid. Am I the asshole? Thank you everyone for comments. It got me thinking canceling Christmas will not solve anything. I realize we, as in my husband and I, are lacking boundaries. I will be continuing my Christmas plans, but I think I should not make my brother return his gift. Sounds like a toxic relationship.
Right? I agree. I like this comment that says, your husband's fragile ego is more important to him than his own daughter's happiness. What an awful excuse for a father.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like, I get it. Like, you're going to look bad because you're not getting as good of presents as her brother, their uncle is getting. But that's right. What uncles are for. Like,
right.
Uncles and grandparents are there to spoil the children when the parents deal with their daily activities.
Exactly. The whole point of being an auntie or an uncle or a grandparent is to be able to spoil the children rotten. That's literally the whole point. Like, what? Just because you're feeling guilty about the level of gift that you're able to give doesn't mean that you should be making your daughter suffer. Wild behavior.
Yeah.
That's but also insane. Like Christmas coming up and like 2 weeks till Christmas and you are telling her to have him return it. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, that's dumb. Although there was a Will and Grace episode where Will or Grace was dating someone and Karen bought him a birthday present, and it was a Ducati motorcycle, and Grace's was like a calendar or something, and she was like, what are you doing? Why are you, and like they had this big brawl and all out fight, and it's like, it is like there is some decorum with buying presents for people. In this instance, I don't think it's the same because it's a family member that's buying a gift, and it's not that's not that expensive of a gift.
Right. A Nintendo Switch is actually not that bad.
Yeah, depending now, on the type, it could be like $150.
Yeah. Which, like, if you're buying, you know, like one really nice gift and then like, you know, like little tiny gifts, like stocking stuffer type gifts, I think that's perfectly reasonable amount to spend. Like, you know, if you have the budget for it.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. That's not that expensive.
See, I mean, I've spent more money on you.
I know. I know you have.
I know. It's Sam weird. Both. It's a weird situation. I don't know. Like, to me, it just seems like he's being a baby because he may not be able to afford the same types of presents.
I agree. I think it's weird. I think it's weird behavior. I don't understand. But I don't like it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that she's the asshole, But I also think that she should have set some boundaries with her husband about this sooner. You know, and been like, hey, look, I understand that you're having whatever issues. But I am not going to be the go-between. I'm not going to be in the middle. You need to do something about it if it bothers you. But until then, I'm not going to be part of any discussions about this.
Yeah, it's dumb. It seems really childish. Doesn't seem like something that people that have children should be fighting about.
I agree.
Be an adult. Well, do you have any fun plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I've got some fun plans. I'm hoping to go and have coffee with my friend Jen tomorrow morning. And then I have date night with Nick. And then Sunday, I have another date with Elle, who asked me on another date. I'm very excited.
That's nice. So we haven't heard anything about your friend Amethyst for a long time.
Oh, you mean Gemini?
No, I mean Amethyst.
Gemini and I are no longer friends.
Oh.
And currently I have her blocked on a couple of platforms just because she kept like going and looking at my pages, and I'm just like, if you don't have the courage to come and talk to me about whatever beef you have with me, but you want to stay stalking my pages, that's weird, and I'm gonna block you. So
stalkers be stalking.
So it is what it is. It happens.
It is what it is.
Yeah. What about you? What are you? You're gonna sleep, obviously. But are you doing anything exciting besides the Christmas thing?
I think I'm going to rearrange the living room again.
Okay.
Shocking, I know. This would be like the fourth time that I've moved in moved the living room around in the 3 years that we've lived here. But you know. I think I'm going to move the table back to the middle where it was, and then move Ryan's sofa against the wall where the television is now, and the television against the, like, switch the sofa and the television, because okay. I'm not trying to be creepy, and I'm not the neighbor that looks in my neighbor's windows, but we have new neighbors next to us. And I saw that they have their TV against like the bedroom walls instead of the adjoining wall in between the apartments. And I was like, that actually does seem like it might be a better idea.
Valid.
But my only issue, and I think the reason we didn't do it, was because of the sun. And we're south facing window. Our windows are south facing. So in the daytime, if we're trying to watch TV and the sun is out, you couldn't see anything until we got our blackout curtains put in. So well, I don't know. I might not. I might just leave it, but I was thinking about it, and it really depends on how I'm feeling after tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be a lot. Especially after, this has been a really busy week. We had graduation for Grow participants, so that was on Tuesday, and then today I had to be at work at before 5 a.m. because I had a training session. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. I was pissed. So I got there at 4:30 to have these training sessions, and the supervisor that I worked with to schedule them, and he chose the people that were coming, started bringing in these random people, and I was like, you can't bring these people in. It has to be the people that you chose, because they're the only ones that are set up in the system the way that it needs to be done for me to do this training.
Right.
You can't just send anyone random. That's the whole point with me having you schedule who's doing it when. So he started, like, there were like six people that came into the room, and I was like, I'm only supposed to have four people in here from you. One person was from a different supervisor that she was, he said that she could go to the earlier one because she was leaving earlier that day. So I was like, she can stay, but these other people can't because they don't have their accounts activated and they're not going to be able to do anything after this session. So there's no reason for them to stay.
Right.
So I was annoyed with him. And then the 7 a.m. session. So I have three sessions. Last week I had three, but then now with this one I have three again because I canceled the one at 4 p.m. because no one was coming to it. So I had the 5 a.m. session, the 7 a.m. session, no one came to. I waited for 5 minutes, and after about 5 minutes I was like, well, no one's coming, so I left the room. And then the 11:30 session, people started coming in, and I was like, none of you are on my list either. Like, they were all for mid to late January.
Jesus.
As the time that they selected. And I was like, you can't sit through this class because you don't have your account activated. There's all this work that I have to do to get your account active and then get your training from this system to this system. You can't just be here. And I've told supervisors this before, like, you selected their dates for a specific reason. You can't just choose new people without telling me. So I sent like a scathing email to the supervisor that did this. And I was like, if you're going to change when someone attends, you need to let me know at minimum a week in advance, because that's when I'm submitting to another group that is doing all the work to set up their accounts and complete, like, update their training. Mm-hmm. You have to let me know minimum of a week in advance. You can't just send them. It's like, it's not that hard to understand. You selected the dates because you thought that that's when it would work. If it doesn't work for you, don't tell one of your leads, and that's the only person you tell, not the person that's hosting the training session. Like,
right.
What are you thinking?
Clearly they're not.
So that was a fun, frustrating day, and I ended up only having one person. So I had six people today that went through this session. It was supposed to be like 12.
Dang.
Which, they don't technically have to come to this session. It's just an information session to show them how to use the system and talk about what the switch is. Because their training is the same. Like, they do it the same way. It's just in a different system. So, I don't know. It's just frustrating.
Sounds like it.
Well, do you want to call it a podcast? I have to figure out what's for dinner since I haven't eaten yet since lunch.
Oh, I should probably eat too.
Well, let's call it a podcast and then the two of us can figure out what's for dinner.
Dinner. It's dinner.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search, then we are not on that platform. If there's a specific topic you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text with anything you would like us to discuss. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on a Monday. And Sarah, enjoy your weekend.
You too.
We'll probably have two more episodes for 2024, and then we won't have any more until the beginning of 2025.
Oh my God.
This episode and one more. I clarify that.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.